Testing one, two.
All right, so I'll play the little intro song, and then we'll get into it. I feel like it helps set a good vibe, so let's go.
I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the totally wholesome, not dirty podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one.
Such a banger every time. Welcome back to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty Podcast. I'm your host, Molly Stewart. If you've never been here joining us before, today I bring you an amazing guest all the way from Ireland, the amazing fire-breathing goddess, Stacey Firedoll.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You want to pull that up just a little bit just to make sure? Yeah.
We good?
Yeah, we get your voice a little bit better.
Yeah, cool, cool.
So you breathe fire.
I do.
Which is
I
super
do.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said you've been doing it for over a decade, right? Like,
yes. Oh, this year will be 17 years.
Oh my God.
17 years.
How do you get to the point of like, you know what? I want to be a human dragon.
Do you know what? It's a funny story.
Please.
So basically, I was, as you do be, being Irish, was drunk and 17 in a nightclub, yeah. Underage, but don't tell anyone. And
we all been there.
Yeah, yeah. With your little fake ideas and everything. Rehearsing your date of birth.
Yes, you're providing way too many details that they can just pick apart.
Yeah, my grandmother's name is. So I used to smoke cigarettes before. I'm proper healthy now, but used to smoke cigarettes. Went out for a cigarette and I seen the go-go dancer. Mm-hmm. And she asked me basically if I wanted to have a job because she seen my body and the way I was dancing and stuff. And I never thought anything of it. Mm-hmm. And 2 weeks later, she ends up calling me up saying, we've got a gig down in Cork.
Okay.
So I'm from Dublin, so and out in Cork. And basically with that, we did the gig and I kept getting every single week more and more go-go dancing gigs. And then I finally seen a girl that was a firebreather and I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm in love with what you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm in Aries. So I'm the fourth element of fire. So it makes sense. I just love fire.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was just like, oh my God, you're amazing.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, fire is like always been so fascinating to me. I love fire. I mean, when I was younger, I used to just like start little fires, like with a bit of a pyro, like
smelling
the
pyromaniac.
Yeah, but I'm kind of just like, I can't remember what book I read it in, but like that you can like use the magnifying glass to like start little fires.
Yeah, so yeah. And you're like, let me try. Let me see how they do that.
Yeah.
Mine was I used to love like lighting matchsticks and just smelling the flame. Like putting out and smelling it. Like, oh my God.
That is kind of, okay.
Are you born.
Are you a Harry Potter fan at all?
I like them, but I'm not a massive Harry Potter fan.
Okay, so just because you said that about like the smell of the matches and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, there's like this like love potion, right? And so it's kind of like every scent is different depending on who you're trying to like attract.
Uh-huh.
So if someone was trying to make this love potion to attract you, what would it smell like?
Oh, burning wood.
Yeah.
Do you know the burning, like, do you ever smell a forest on fire? Which is awful. We don't want forest fires.
I mean,
you know,
but it smells good.
But it smells really, really good. It smells.
Yeah.
That's the smell I love.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I was actually doing some reels and stuff like that yesterday with a girl named Sonia, and her husband was at the back garden at the log fire. And he came in and he's like giving me a hug. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I smell like fire. And I was like,
yeah,
let me just smell
like,
you.
Just hold me for a little bit.
Yeah. I'm just like that, sniffing the side of him. I'm like, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's
don't worry.
Good.
I like this actually.
Yeah. Oh, the fire would be the smell scent I would have.
Oh,
yeah.
God. That's I love the scent of fire. Like, there is something about a campfire or like even sometimes like just the smell of a grill, not even like having the whatever's cooking on it.
Uh-huh.
But whenever I'm outside here, I can smell when someone has started a grill, and I'm like,
yeah, oh,
is that charcoal?
Yeah, it's like climbing over the back wall.
I'm just peeking over. Like, I just have to smell. Like,
just give me a minute. Let me have a little
oh, yeah. It's so good. Like, yeah. I have one of those little solo stove things out back that kind of like, it prevents the smoke from kind of like overwhelming everything, but it kind of like funnels it up. And so like the smell is good, but it's not like attacking you.
It's like the black one that goes up like this, isn't it?
Something similar, yeah.
Something like
but it's so good. I just like the scent of fire, like a campfire scent. It just sends me back to like childhood. There's something about it that I'm just like, oh, it's so good.
Yeah, because when I was a kid, we used to like, not supposed to do it, but we like, would get things together and someone had matches or something like that. And we'd be like, what can we burn?
Oh, yeah.
And we'd be getting stuff and burn them. Like, the fascination with it is crazy.
There's something about like wanting to have a bonfire for like no reason.
For no reason. And then when it starts to go tiny bit lower, you're like, what else can we grab?
Yeah, oh, let's just find some sticks, maybe some twigs. Break them up, throw them in there.
Yeah, the worst smell though that I really don't like is the smell of plastic. Oh god, that's the worst.
No, like when you order something off of like Amazon, you get something shipped and it's like that shrink wrapped, you know, and you open it and it like poofs the scent.
It
you're
just
like,
hits it. Yeah, oh. Like somebody opened a lunchbox or something.
It's awful. So gross.
Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast.
So oh, gross. God, yeah. So the fire stuff is always really cool to me. My man and I went to Germany last year, and one of his friends out there does like fire dancing, where it's kind of like they have these like balls or batons that the ends light on fire.
Yeah, fire pie.
So we went out to the beach at night, and he just played this like crazy music that we had never heard before, and he just put on this fire show for us on the beach. And
beautiful.
I was in trance. And now anytime I hear any of those songs, because of course they make it to the playlist, I just go back to that little beach and I'm just like seeing like this crazy fire display.
And you can hear the fire as well when it's swinging.
It's so, like, so intense. It's so cool. Do you do any of that kind of stuff as well, or mostly just the fire breathing?
So I eat fire.
Okay.
Stick it in my mouth and burn it off my body. It's called body burning. So you have and you rub it off your body without actually burning. You can't
is it
get
like
burned.
A certain like glycerin or something that you kind of put on, or how does it work?
Absolutely nothing. It's all down to technique.
That's crazy. Yeah, how do you do that without getting burned? Like, can you share any fire secrets?
It's technique.
Okay.
It's technique, because I don't want anybody to be like, right, I'm going to go home this right
we
now.
We are not condoning.
Yeah, please don't.
Stacey is a goddamn professional right now. I don't know what to tell you. So she's just telling us her experiences.
Yeah.
Do not go light yourself on fire.
Please.
Unless
you
are a professional and that is your thing. We're not condoning anything.
Yeah.
We're talking about our own personal experiences. So please share.
Please don't. If you did, you didn't hear from me.
Yeah, wasn't here.
Yeah, definitely. And so I do eating the fire. My flames are like 3.5 meters long. From my mouth.
That's...
And it's a straight like long, because you can do like a ball.
Yeah.
And I use barbecue fuel that you light a barbecue, which was paraffin. Some people use lamp oil and stuff like that, but I think that this one's not so heavy,
because
you can rip the lining of your stomach and everything from the fuel.
Yeah,
the liquid going down.
Imagine.
Yeah, it's really, really dangerous. So I spit it, eat it, and body burning. I swing the fire, but pie is this.
Yeah.
Where I'm more on the body, in the body, spitting out of the body, kind of a thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what was the first time that was, like, the first time that you did it? Like,
I vomited so much. I'll never forget.
Yeah.
So the girl that I was in awe of, her name is Hannah. Shout out to Hannah.
Hannah, shout out.
Yeah. And she taught me how to fire breathe little by little. So basically we were in a car.
Yeah.
And where I live in Dublin, it's the outskirts, called place called Talla.
Okay.
And she's driving me up the road, and I'm like, this is not the way to the house. Like, where are you bringing me? She brings me up the mountains, and she's like, we're going to teach you how to fire breathe today. And I was just like, oh my God, really?
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, my time has come.
Yes. But instead of doing it with a bottle of water, we did it with the bottle of paraffin.
Oh,
Okay. And I just kept drinking little bits of it, and I was vomiting and vomiting. You're just like heaving. She's like, no, you're not. It happens.
Yeah.
You always swallow it. You always end up swallowing little bits of it, no matter what, when you hold the fuel in your mouth. But this is like, you're new to it, so you're swallowing little bits, and then you're spitting it out, and then you're learning the technique of spitting, and it's so difficult.
And getting like the tolerance for the little bits that you do swallow and stuff.
Yeah. And then my stomach wasn't prepared, because you have to have like yogurts, you have to have starchy kind of food and stuff.
So it's kind of like preparing for a night of drinking.
Literally, line that stomach before you start. It's 100% like that.
Because I used to drink so much, and it was like the thing of like, all right, how much bread can I get in my body before I'm going to destroy my night?
Yeah, let's not have fish, because that's not having a light in a
I don't carbs. Eat fish anyway.
All the carbs. So yeah, so then I started to spit my first flame, and it was just a tiny little ball, and I was like, oh my God, I'm great.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm not great. No.
That's cool.
And 6 months of nonstop training with a bottle of water out in my back garden, because I just fell in love with fire, and I was like, I want to perfect this. Yeah. I want this to be the best. And then I got to the point then when I was going out then to do it then, when I felt, well, when Hannah felt like I was ready enough.
Yeah.
And we would go to the... to the clubs and stuff like that we'd get hired out to, and then I had a snake, and I'd have like an albino Burmese python. I'd dance with him. Oh no, I wouldn't spit fire with him now.
Is he actually like your pet?
He is my baby. Yeah, but unfortunately I moved to a little island called Tenerife. It's just off the mainland of Spain, and they don't do shipping for him, so he's still in Ireland. He works, he's kept now, he's not being sold to anybody. So the actual pet shop that is a friend of mine is holding on to him, and they bring him to like educate children about reptiles and stuff.
Okay, that's cool.
So at least he's going to a good benefit. So he had his nightlife, you know, when he was a teenager. Now he's an old man, so he's being educational.
He's an educational snake. A professor snake. That's so cute. I love reptiles. I think that they're so freaking cool. I used to have like an iguana when I was a kid.
Oh, they're amazing.
And I would just find like little, because I grew up in the Midwest, so in the Michigan area, they have a bunch of these little like gardener. I could never remember. Garter snakes, I think. Whatever. They're not poisonous. They don't bite. Whatever. Just like little danger noodles. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of like a corn snake or something like that. Yeah. Like they just stay about a little less than a meter.
Yeah.
Or a meter.
And yeah. They're tiny. I used to just be around like my grandparents' backyard like hunting for snakes and be like, I found a snake.
Yeah. like, got one. They're like, put it down. Put it down.
I'm like, no, it's my friend. I think snakes are so cool. Do you have other pets at all?
I have a little chihuahua. Oh, my Lila. Cute. My Lilita.
Wait, I think I met at Ivan's house.
Yes. I brought her over. So I brought her over because I was like, she's my baby. I don't have her this time around because we were at the Alt Awards, but I'm definitely taking her in. I'm going to come back over in August. I'm definitely going to be bringing her. She is going to be a passport flying princess.
That's so cute. I always want to take my corgis everywhere, but you just can't. Especially even one I think would be easier, but still not like ideal, because it's to the point that they're just too chonky
to really
fit into that under the seat, and I would feel bad. When my oldest was a puppy, I would take him like on much more like trips and like flights, but then he got chonky.
He's a chunky monkey. And it's not, because they're like Lila, she's only like a small kilo. Yours are like about 5, would you say?
Kilos, I couldn't tell you. I don't know, but they are chonky. I know that. I feel like corgis are kind of like, people think, oh, like small dogs. I'm like, they're designed to be kicked by cattle. Because they're herding dogs, so they're it's one of the reasons actually that they dock the tails of corgis. Now apparently in Australia, and I think this is probably the case in other places too, but you can't dock the corgis or other herding dogs unless you have a herding license for them, because it's considered inhumane now.
Which is nice, because it's a very common thing in Ireland as well to do that, and they've tried to stop it, but people still
I think it makes sense if you are using them for that work purpose, because then you don't want their, because you saw Edward, he has that big long tail. Imagine getting stepped on by a cow. I think that's why, you know, that comes into place. But I don't remember where I was going with that. Oh, people think that they're like small dogs, but they're actually kind of like big dogs with no legs.
The tiny little legs. They've got a great personality though, don't they?
Yeah, they all have very unique personalities.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
So how long... you did go dancing.
Yeah.
So what...
What is go-go dancing? Is it similar to something that's like a burlesque type thing? Or like, because I think go-go, and all I can think of is like the big boots.
Yeah, like, the big boots.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, so the reason why it's called go-go, because it was like back in the 60s, I think, I'm going to say,
yeah, like 60s, 70s, I feel, yeah.
And, but it's, we would call it podium dancers, because you're on a podium.
Oh, okay.
You know, you're on a high stand.
So it's like a pole dance without a pole.
Without
type
a pole.
Thing.
And you're just in your costumes and you're not taking off any of your clothes and you're in amazing costumes and you're just dancing. Like a lot of them would be in Ibiza.
Okay. So it's kind of like one of those, like when you're playing a video game and you're choosing your character, you're just kind of like moving in that one
spot.
Yeah,
just standing there like being like, look at me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So you'd be doing that and you do like 10 minute sets. You get up and you're dancing on the podium and then you get down, take a break and vice versa throughout the night. But when I was, cool. then when I started to do the fire breathing, it was, you'd come in, you do a bit of podium dancing or you do fire at the door. Mm-hmm. But it's crazy because back then we were allowed to do fire breathing indoors.
That's crazy.
With low ceilings.
That's a hazard.
Like, I mean, near enough to the ceiling. I'm not even
That's
joking.
Really low.
Yeah, that was really, and you would see the flame going up to the ceiling and like spreading like that.
You just have like some little burn marks.
And it would be, and I'd be there going, oh, it's not my problem.
Yeah. I mean, but this is fine, right? They've tested this.
Sprinklers are not, they're turned off, it's okay.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But now it's like all full on health and safety and stuff like that, you know, more regulations now than it was like 15 years ago.
That makes
a lot has changed.
So much has changed. It's crazy because like the older I get, because I don't feel like I'm getting older. Do you know what I mean?
No,
like,
no,
I mean, we talked about the hip thing, like sometimes feel older.
Don't.
But when you look back at like how unhinged childhood was versus like the helicopter parenting now, like, oh, I know where my kid is at all times. And this is like, nobody knew what the fuck.
No.
I was starting fire.
Yeah.
With a magnifying glass in the woods.
Exactly. I was knocking on people's doors and running away and hiding in their wheelie bins.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, I'm really happy I grew up in the 90s.
Yeah,
I'm
so nostalgic for the 90s. And I'm sure people are like, oh, like it was that and this was worse and this was. I'm like, but, you know, honestly, I feel like in a way it taught independence.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's a point, and I've said this before, like, you should educate your kids about stuff and make sure that they're aware of things that are happening. But I feel like the more that you try to overcorrect and to overshield, then they have no idea what's waiting out there in the world. And even if you tell them all the things, but don't let them have any of those experiences for themselves. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't try to like protect your kids in a way, but there's something that like builds resilience, having to figure out, oh, I fucked up here, or oh, don't do this again. You know,
how are you supposed experiencing to learn from your mistakes? Yeah, you got to learn from your mistakes. You got to make these things. You got to fall. Like, you know, when a kid falls, like, oh. It's like, no, let the child fall.
Yeah.
Let them burn themselves. Let them fall. Let them break their arm. Like, that's how they learn.
Yeah.
If you don't let them, they're like sheltered. Then they end up growing up to be weirdos.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm weird as fuck, let me tell you. But like, not that kind of weird.
Yeah,
like, I used to play a bunch of sports and I fall down. My mom's like, get back up.
Yeah.
Like, you're fine.
Come on, you're all right. Yeah, exactly.
Y'all have those like razor scooters, like the collapsible little scooter things that you push with your foot.
Yeah. The steel ones. I got my finger caught in one of them before, like trying to clip it up or down.
Just injuries constantly. And my mom was always like, you know, only wear closed toed shoes. And I was like, fuck you, mom.
Yeah.
Do what I want. And then I ripped off my toenail and I got grounded.
Oh.
It wasn't like, oh, poor baby. It was like, you fucked up. So now you're grounded.
Yeah.
Like, you ripped off your toenail. Fuck you.
Well, yeah. She was like, oh, you want punishment? Here's more punishment. Yeah. Here's some more.
Oh, yeah. Is that not enough punishment for you? Maybe that's why I have a bit of a punishment. Praise kink. It's interesting.
She's like, and now this girl's good. I like this now.
Thanks, mom. You give me high pain tolerance. And I'm here for it.
We're all here for it. I'm here for it too.
So outside of just like the fire stuff, because, you know, I do want to get into like kinks and the kind of content that you do. But how do you go from like go-go dancing and fire breathing to being like, okay, now I'm going to fire breathe in porn?
Yeah, I know. Because, you know, it's two things that I absolutely love.
Yeah.
I love performing and I love performing sexually as well.
I love performing.
I'm also a voyeur. Like, I like to look.
Yeah.
And I also like people to look at me.
Yeah,
so,
exhibitionist, voyeurism, they kind of go a bit hand in hand,
I feel.
Yeah,
and just like, look at me or let me look at you. Like, I love it. Like, I started off as well before I got into the porn industry of going to like swingers clubs just even to look.
Oh yeah, I've been to many swingers clubs.
Yeah, and I'm just like, if I'm not joining in, I'm watching.
Yeah. Oh, even speaking of, because you were talking about like the go-go dancer thing, I was thinking about this earlier because I went to one of my friend's events that she had for like a big Halloween party. This was like years ago, but they had this whole like warehouse thing that they rented out and then like retrofitted for this like kink party.
Oh, I love
there was that. A girl who was in like full body paint and like a butt plug tail as like a leopard or a cheetah or something like that.
Amazing.
And was strung up in this cage that was hanging like way above everyone, doing dancing like within it, like putting her head like through the butt. It like, was so cool,
right, like sexy Cirque du Soleil kind of stuff going on, but kink style.
Oh my god, it was so cool. And then I'm like watching passionate. I'm watching people like up strung up on like the big X, I can't remember what
like
it's called,
Saint but Andrew's the cross, I think it's
and like people getting like the hot cupping like all over their bodies stuff. And it's so, it was almost like just like a fair, like I'm just walking around like, oh that's interesting, yeah, like,
oh, what is she doing? What? Oh, that's inside. Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
No, I think that's like, that's that's so interesting. I mean, I feel like I just did so much of it. It's not really something that I seek out now. And at the time I was like in a different relationship and it was like just a totally different vibe. But I think back to those moments, I'm like, I think I would still go back just to even like not necessarily participate, but like the observing is fun. And even just, I know it's like an attention whore thing, I'm sure, but even just dressing slutty and like knowing that people are looking at you and just like ignoring them.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, look.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck like, you, don't talk to me.
You walk in, you're like, I have arrived.
Yeah.
I am here.
The party don't start until I walk in.
Yeah. Are we ready to party? You have a good time now. Yeah, so that's what I started off with. So I started to see stuff like that. And then I was like, oh my God, I really want to get into the porn industry. I really want to mix the two together. So with my project that I'm going to be starting with the two of them together, which is Fire and Fucking, I just can't wait. Like, I've got my mind is just going.
So many ideas, I'm sure.
Like, crazy stuff. Like, there's going to be literally like a dildo in me with like flames and stuff. Like, it's just, I don't want to give everything away right now, but just little bits of it. And it's just going to be amazing. It's just going to be, it's going to take a long time to get it done though. It's going to take years. It's
definitely a big project to do, but it's going to be like worthwhile. Are you thinking of doing like a series type thing so that it all kind of like blends together, like, tells a story kind of thing?
Yeah, proper showcase. It's going to be like from when I started off fire breathing, pictures from years ago, because like back then I wasn't very phone savvy. I'm still not kind of phone savvy. I'm still not. I'm like, hi. And it's going to just have like from I had an accident, a really bad accident of me going on fire. So it's just literally about everything through that, through my porn, and then the intertwine the two to then together.
Yeah.
So it's
really
going to be a proper showcase. I can't wait to tell my story.
Yeah. That's cool. It's the fun thing about this industry is like, you know, back in the day, like when I feel like the day and time of like the porn star, where like the Jenna Jameson, like the big names, it's kind of changed. Like it's hugely shifted to the point that now anyone can do it. And like, I mean, back in the day, getting a camera to like shoot a production, it's like, well, how do I even go
about
doing that?
Yeah, who has one? Who can afford to have one?
Yeah, and now you can start it on your phone. You can like, you can be like, oh, I have all these ideas. I think that's what's so cool about like the advancement of technology. Because even when I was a kid, like I wanted to do photography and I wanted to make movies and I wanted to like do so many different things. There's so many things I wanted to do. And it all just kind of seemed like a pipe dream. And then like the more that things shift, the easier it has gotten to create content, but then also like expand on that and be able to be like, I have all these ideas inside of me. I have all these stories to share. And I feel like that's something, you know, because people are like, oh, like AI is coming and it's this and that. And I think that AI is cool in a way, but I think that there's never going to be a full replacement for somebody's authentic story that they're telling.
Yeah.
Like people want to see, not only to have their own experiences, but to watch other people have experiences that maybe they've thought about themselves or that maybe they will never do, but they want to like learn about.
Yeah.
And I think that there's something about the human experience that relates with things like content creation. And I've seen more and more creators, like not even just in this industry, but you know, outside of it, who do content, who are coming up with such cool ideas that I just don't think you would find in mainstream
ever.
Stuff, whether it's like porn or not.
Yeah, because a lot of like porn back in the day was, this is a man and a woman or whatever, and they're not tattooed, or they're this way or they're that way, and it's just straight into the scene, or you know, acting before the scene, but now it's been so much more creative and everything's more easy access to be creative, I find.
Yeah.
Everything is so much more easier to get your hands on things as well. So it's fantastic.
And as things like evolve and change, it's like there's so many more things. Like even when I was younger, I thought it was like so cool for like getting my first tattoo and like almost nobody had tattoos. Now so many people have tattoos.
So many. I've got to like finish my back. Yeah. I've got my Pulp Fiction sleeve, and then his face got a little bit wrecked from the sun because I live it's sunny all the time. So fix that up and it's just going again. But yeah, I've got my Pulp Fiction stuff on my back. I don't want to be like 90-something% covered. I'm not that kind of wanting to be covered. Just my back, my arms, and underneath my legs is okay for now.
Get Soul. Go to GetSoul.com and use code TWND to save 30% on your order. You can find a nice variety of different beverages, gummies. They have sleep gummies. They have big brain soul gummies with a little bit of caffeine. They're tangerine and they're so yummy. And you can stress less. You can stress fucking less by going to GetSoul.com and using code TWND to save 30% on your order. Don't stress about the apocalypse. Just get high. But I think it's cool. Like I've always kind of like I was very like punk, like goth, like whatever in high school. I used to think just like love tattoos. Like, and I just thought they were amazing. I have another one that I want to start working on.
Yeah.
And it's something that's so cool because it's like the body is like a canvas.
That's what I feel like. I feel like I'm a walking canvas and I can express. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, people, because you're just walking around, everybody's admiring art and your body is art.
Yeah.
So no, why not turn it into more art as well? Like for me, going to the gym is taking care of yourself and your appearance and how you are and your health, your mental and physical health. And then if you can add on your little bit touches to that, it's just it's golden.
It's cool because it is like a whole new way to like express yourself. And I feel like people who do have tattoos or especially like a lot of tattoos, it's like you have a lot inside of you.
Yeah.
So much so that you need it to bleed through like your skin. You're like, just know this about me. Like, you know what I mean? It's so cool.
It's so funny as well when people say to me, what's your favorite movie? And I'm like,
Pulp Fiction?
Pulp Fiction's one. Bram Stoker's Dracula is on my back. I'm like, they're my two. Yeah, they're my favorite.
You're like, let me just start stripping.
Yeah, let me just show you. Let me just get my ass out there.
Yeah. I love that. It's so cool.
It's so cool.
So how long have you been doing porn versus just like the go-go dancing and fire breathing?
Well, see, the thing is I do stripping as well.
Okay.
I do a little bit of dominatrix work too because everybody loves hearing a really angry Dublin accent.
Oh,
it just adds to it.
I'm turned on just thinking about it.
Yes, girl. Yes. So I do that as well. And I was doing stripping for a very long time in a strip club. And now as I'm getting older, I'm like, I don't want to be sitting up at 6 o'clock in the morning entertaining people.
Yeah.
I want to sleep.
Yeah.
I want to sleep.
No, I feel that. Anyone's like, oh, do you want to hang out tonight? Sick. When? Like 9, 10. The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I want to finish then.
No, I want to, I'm done. Like,
my day is done now.
Yeah. No, nothing else except for whatever is in my house happens after 9 p.m. Like, I'm not going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go out to dinner. I'm not going to go out to a club.
Like, yeah, I'm not going to go clubbing. If I do, you'll see me just yawning and be like, where's the exit?
Yeah.
I'm
just keeping an eye on the door, just checking the watch.
We call it an Irish goodbye. We just leg it out the door.
That's my
favorite. You don't even say hello, goodbye to anybody because then they'll keep you.
No.
You gotta just
You can't start a conversation. No, that's my favorite thing to do, and I'm not even Irish.
You could pass as Irish, you know.
Yeah, thank
you're beautiful.
You. I'm sure there's some of that mixed in somewhere because we're all mutts, you know.
Yeah, we're
in
a
the
mix
States,
of everything. So, yeah, mix of everything.
But it's definitely like because I'm also not like a super like big social situation person.
Oh, okay.
So I'm kind of under the mindset if I have to go to an event, I'm gonna go say hi to everyone.
Yeah.
If someone wants to take a photo, we're taking a photo.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, within 30 minutes of looking around, poof. Where's Molly?
Houdini.
It's like, I'm home already.
She's gone.
I'm never coming
now
back.
Now you see me, now you don't.
Yeah, exactly. I need just like a puff of smoke. Just
that'd be so cool. You just go, everybody look over there. Poof. And you're gone.
They just see you running up.
That's a good cosplay one as well. Houdini. Poof.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You could do that with a dildo, like a Houdini or something like that. I'm like, now you see me, now you don't.
Yeah. I love that. It would be fun to do some content. What kind of content do you shoot?
Like, do you know what? So mine is very like I like doing a lot of JOI as well, to be honest with you.
Girl, I everyone who's been coming on lately is talking about JOI. And that's like my bread and butter. So we should hook up and do some JOI.
Definitely. Please. I'm definitely for that. Yeah, that'd amazing. Let's do it next time I'm in town. 100%. Because I just love doing it. I love talking to the camera. I love telling people how to pull their cock. Like, listen to me. I'm telling you how to do it right now. And then I want to picture it.
Yes.
He's doing what I'm telling him. And it's a very dominant thing. For
it is. And it's kind of like, and especially because I do a lot of Dom stuff too. Like nothing in person Dom, I do a lot of Dom sub.
I'm more on that on side. I've got a couple of slaves, more domestic slaves. They come over and they clean the house and you humiliate them and stuff like that.
Yeah, because they're into it. Yeah.
Yeah, they love
but,
it.
But like there's something about, where was I going with that? Oh, yeah. It's just like having that kind of more dominant like mindset.
Yeah.
For me, like as my personal person, like who I am, I've never felt like I'm able to like demand what I want or tell people, you know, kind of that people please type mentality.
You kind of stand back from it.
But when I get to put that on, I'm like, oh, here's everything that I've been holding back. They're just coming everywhere.
You're like, let me get the list out. You fucking do this now.
And I was telling Ashen, I think it was like the last episode that I did, was we were talking about JOI. And I was like, it's so funny to me because I love playing into people's kinks and I love getting into those fantasies and stuff. But I would personally never want someone to tell me how to masturbate.
No.
So the fact that people are like, please tell me how.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know how. So you just want me to tell you further? Okay, let's go.
Let's get into the nitty gritty. Are you ready for this? Because I'm going deep. Put your snorkel on. We are going deep.
Put your snorkel on.
We are going
10,000 leagues under the dominatrix sea. That's so good.
And I love like about like not only just like the JOI. I used to do a tiny bit of cosplay.
Okay.
And I'm gonna try and get back into a depending on time.
What kind of
like
cosplays have you done?
So, oh, I've only done So I've done Chucky. I've done.
Me too.
Have you done a Chucky? Yes. Oh, I love that. And I did Wednesday.
Also done Wednesday.
Yeah,
love it.
Love that. I felt like I was half looking like Wednesday, half looking like Cher.
Oh, I mean, hey.
I was kind of like
good
I
choices.
Yeah, I was like. These are not too bad. I'm a bit of both.
Love that.
I did kind of like not a geisha, but like a Japanese warrior woman.
Okay, cool.
That was really good. The next one, because I'm a fire breather, this is the one I'm going to get into.
Yes,
and I cannot
yes.
wait to do this one. So stay tuned, everybody, for this one. I'm going to do, from Game of Thrones, the blonde girl.
Oh.
And because I'm a fire breather.
Yeah.
And I've literally got a dragon's head where you fuck his tongue.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm gonna
is this from Bad Dragon, the company, or is it a different?
It's not from Bad Dragon. I can't even think of the company, so I'm so sorry for not shouting these out right now. But I will, if I think of it while we're having a podcast, it'll come to me.
Yeah.
So they were at the convention. It was a company that does make toys. Bad Dragon was there, but it wasn't part of them. And I was like, yes, I need a dragon because I've got two dragons. I've got a big dragon here. I'm a fire breather. It'll be part of my showcase as well.
I love that.
So that's definitely going to be getting done. That's so on cool. the list. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Have you done stuff like body paint before?
No. Because I've been body painted.
Yeah.
I've been body painted before, like when I was back in the go-go days,
mm-hmm.
in the podium dancing days, but not in the... Now in the porn days.
I should have you link up with this girl. I haven't had the chance to work with her yet because our schedules keep like not lining up, but I just keep seeing her work like pop up and she does amazing detail and like body. And if she could do you like a dragon, because she's told me detail work is her favorite. So I'm talking getting into the scales, like you could do a whole BTS thing of it and like
cool.
go to a studio and get like the fire, like that would be so cool.
It would melt very quickly. She'd be like, no, not my artwork. I'd be like, sorry, it's all gone, melted.
But I think that would also be kind of cool. It's like, I did a shoot recently where I had to do like really messy ice cream and there's something about like the dripping.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I think
it's kind of like
kinda
when
cool.
people like the whole sweat in general when you're doing a scene, you kind of just start to drip down and.
Yeah. I mean, I
like,
even get people
yes,
who are just
more.
like fake sweat, put oil on. And I'm like, well, I'm going to be sweating if there's oil on.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know
when
if you're the same way.
I'm so. My pores are like, if I've got too thick moisturizer on, I'm like, I'm sweating.
Yeah. It does. You become sweaty.
Yeah,
like, kind of
yeah.
nowhere. And I'm like, I know we're supposed to lotion ourselves, especially as like pale people.
Yeah,
we're
yeah,
supposed
yeah.
to use lotion. But there's something about it that I'm just like, this feels wrong.
Yeah.
I feel like I should be dry.
Yeah. Why am I so moist?
Yeah.
This is over moisturized.
It's too much moisture.
Yeah, too much moist.
Oh, man. So as far, do you also do like
Is it primarily solo and dom stuff, or do you do like boy girl or girl girl?
Oh yes, girl, so girl. I did. Do you know what? I'm in a glug glug. I do a lot of glug glug. I'm actually that's perfect. One of my specialties of the glug glug.
Okay,
I'm
perfect.
Very love. I had a 9-girl orgy.
Oh wow!
The other day, yeah,
that's a lot. What?
That was a lot. I had my whole hand like, up somebody and everything.
Do you have like some extra cock chairs sitting around? Like, do we have to take time to like jump in? I've never been in an orgy that big before.
It was supposed to be 10, but it ended up being 9.
Yeah.
Just for some reason, and
that would mess with me. I'm like, it has to be 10. Like 9 feels wrong.
Yeah. Thank you. That's exactly what I was like. I was like, fuck. I'd like even numbers. Yeah. This is not very even.
Even
I feel like somebody's gonna be. Overganged, banged.
Because even like setting, what am I trying to say? Like the volume, it has to be like 25. Like it can't be 26.
No.
Or it has to be like 30. Like you go from 25 to 30.
Yeah, you gotta be
multiples of 5. That's what we're working with here.
Yeah.
I can't even set my alarm for like 7, like 12 or something. Like that doesn't make sense. Like what are we doing? It has to be
7 and a half.
Yes. 7 or 7:30. Yeah. There's all this time in between is wasted.
Yeah. That could be more time sleeping. Yeah. What are you doing to yourself?
Exactly.
12 minutes, 14 minutes past. Oh like, why?
No, I don't care.
Yeah. So I had my whole hand up some girl. There was a lot of.
Look, your whole hand.
My whole hand was up there.
I've never fisted someone before. Like,
I've never. And it was fantastic.
You had never. Okay.
But I was the one who went straight in to do it. I was like, let me in this.
Yeah, perfect.
Like, I was like a slithery snake just getting in there.
I know how to fist. I just have never had someone want me to fist them. But I know, like, because, you know, people think, oh, just.
Yeah, no,
you
gotta.
You have to work it in there, you know?
Yeah, you gotta twist it like a screwdriver, kind of. You gotta get in there.
It's like putting in a butt plug.
Yeah.
Because you can't just like.
No.
You have to coax it in, and then you have to wait for your butthole to welcome it. It's the same.
You gotta just let it. You know?
Kiss it.
Yeah.
As Ava Devine said, you have to romance the butthole.
Romance.
So.
Massage. Yeah. Like, you know, but it was really good. So I do boy, girl, foursomes, threesomes, gangbangs. Yeah, I'm pretty much all into it.
Yeah.
I'm not so much into like, I'm not really an anal girl, to be honest with you. Butt plugs like that. Yeah, I'm fine with. I have fucked my ass before with dildos and stuff, but it's not my go-to thing.
Yeah. For me, even like, because I do like a lot of customs. I do like primarily solo and then like some girl. And then a little bit of boy girl with my partner. So like it's primarily solo. And there's something about fucking yourself with a dildo that I'm just like, it's not, I'm not gonna, I can come from it if I like really try.
Yeah.
But to get yourself into these positions and then you're manually fucking yourself with a dildo. And if the dildo doesn't have like a good.
On that. You don't want to concentrate.
No, you don't.
You want to sit back and relax and enjoy.
That's what's great about a vibrator.
Yeah.
Because like, even if it's a vibrating dildo, that's different. Like if it's like an internal vibrator, that's totally different, right? But when you're going through the process of like, and then I feel like a lot of realistic dildos do have more like ridges and different things like that compared to like something that's like a smooth internal vibrator.
Yeah.
So you're also kind of working with all this like friction and trying to make sure that you're opening up so they can see. And it's all these weird positions that you have to get into. Like fuck doing doggy style with a dildo on yourself. Like how are you going to do it?
And how are you enjoying that? Hard. And then sometimes if you stick it to the wall, it's going to pop off.
Oh yeah.
Because you're moving
it's
it.
A nightmare.
You're moving. So it just goes. And you just hit a plop and you're like, right, okay, I got it out now.
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun, but nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
Even if it's on the ground, I've stuck it to the ground and I'm like trying to bounce it and I stand up and all of a sudden it's just in me and it's not on the ground.
Yeah.
It's just
got
up
that
there.
Gorilla grip.
Yeah, I'm not for sake. I got that grip on there, pulled it out.
And it's funny because it's different too, because even riding like does make more sense, and I've done that with suction cup and stuff like that. But it's also different than riding a dick, because with a dick you have a whole person's distance between the surface, and then the dick comes up. So now you have to go down even further. You're having to spread your legs even more to take this fucking.
Oh my god!
Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, it really is.
Having a fuck machine is very helpful with those situations. Even a lot of fuck machines, I feel.
Maybe
they've gotten better, but I have one, and it's just such a pain in the ass to even set up, but like by the time I've set it up and lined it up with whatever position I'm going to be doing, I'm like, I'm bored now.
Yeah, yeah. This is too technical for me. See with me, like I'm a big square.
Okay.
I'm a big, big square. I was shooting with somebody the other day and it was literally going in my face and I was like, oh,
like your own.
Oh my God, it's going in my eyes, my makeup. and then with the girl orgy, it was the same thing again. It was going everywhere and some of the girls didn't want to ruin their hair, didn't want to ruin their makeup. And I'm just going,
I don't know why I'm picturing doing a scene with girls and they have those little like umbrella hats. Like the COVID face shields we got going on. Stacey's here, bring out the equipment. Yeah.
Get the mop and the hats. Oh, mop, so and the hats. Good. Mop and hats.
Oh man. When you, it's funny because, so do you do mostly like collab stuff or do you do mainstream, any type of mainstream stuff as well?
Well,
like,
yeah.
You do Alterotic.
Yes,
right?
I work with Alterotic, which is amazing.
And I'm going to say this again because all of my guests recently have been from Alterotic and I'm having so much fun.
Oh, like, thank
this
you.
Is like, this is so
same,
good. Because I just feel like we were talking about a little bit before rolling, and we'll get back to this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I sidebar
no
so
no
many
problem.
Times.
Yeah, go
but
back
like,
and forth, no problem.
There's something with all these Alterotic girls that I'm like, And this is no dig on anyone who's been on here before. If you're listening, you're probably not anyway, so it doesn't matter. But there's something that's just like, something about alt has always spoken to me, whether it's just like, you know, being a little bit outside the mold, having these crazy interests and then wanting to bring it into the stuff that you do. And there's just so much fascinating shit to talk about.
Yeah, because we can just explode our mind. We can have an idea and be like, yeah, let's run with it. And not without a different company going, no tattoos, lie on your back, take some dick. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, right, like that. I can start my showcase and I'm like, right. So I want a dildo that's on fire, fucking it. And then because I'm a squirter, I want to put a flame out. And they're like, yeah, let's do this. And it doesn't matter how strange the tattoos are or how different you are. If we've got girls.
We love that.
But yeah.
Like,
whoa.
It's celebrated instead of like being like, well, let's tone this back.
Yeah,
it's let's go more.
Yeah. Like, more is not enough. Let's keep going. Yeah. It's great. It's so good to just get the imagination flowing.
And you said that you were nominated for an award for the Ink Motel thing, right? Because you wanted to bring that up.
So we're nominated for I was Inked Raw 5 and an Alterotic 1-2 awards this year.
Yeah.
For our creativity in the Ink Motel as well.
So that's cool. Can you tell me a bit about the Ink Motel? Because Ivan's mentioned a little bit here and there, but like what went on with it? Like what was that production like?
So it was really, really good because you've got some comedy in there as well, which is pretty cool. And it's everybody has got obviously a different character.
Yeah.
So they're not themselves and stuff like that. And then Ivan obviously getting to be the Russian and stuff.
Can I just say real quick too on the point of comedy? Like I'm a huge like comedy fan. And when I watch porn and it's too serious, I hate it. Because I'm like, you might as well be watching like HBO.
Yeah.
Like, because you kind of
I don't want PG. I want full on.
It should be silly. Like, I think that sex is hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, thinking about you like squirting all over this orgy, that's fucking hilarious. Yeah. Sex in general is funny as fuck.
Because there's somebody going. Like,
it's gross. Sex is gross.
Yeah,
like, we love it.
Everybody's juices
but it's
and everything.
Gross.
Yeah.
If you think about it too long.
Yeah, because they're like, oh my God, this mattress is so wet. It's like, sorry.
Yeah.
And they're slipping on it and they're like, you know, there's a
like,
lot going
on. You get like some rogue cum in your eye and it's burning. Now your eye's all red. Like, that's hilarious. Like, it's all these funny things or like a queef.
Oh.
Can we talk about the comedic natural genius of a queef?
Like even the name queef.
Queef. Queef. Your pussy is farting, dude.
Yeah.
Off the stick. And it's because you're getting fucked so good.
Yeah.
That you're
Oh my God, I have a story for that actually.
Okay, please.
So years ago, when I was in my horny little teens, I was having sex with this guy and I queefed. And he was grossed out the fuck by me. He was literally like, I can't do this. And I was like, what? And he's like, you farted. And I was like, no, it's just suction. So my vagina has, you've pumped air.
Yeah.
Your dick has
it's
pumped air.
It's your fault that my pussy farted.
Yeah,
you
you're
be
pumping air into my vagina. And as you're pulling out, it's the plunger effect. And it's, yeah, gone, it's just gone. Yeah. Just air. There's no gases there. It's not from my ass. It's from my vagina.
Yeah.
So what the fuck do you want?
Yeah.
People
are getting weird about the sex. I'm like, I just said if maybe it like throws you off for a second. But if anything, that's just be funny as fuck.
Yeah. And when I was younger, I used to get really embarrassed when it happened. And now when it happens, I'm like, yeah, you know you're doing me good. You're fucking me good.
Oh,
you're plungering the fuck out of me right now.
My ex used to make me feel so gross and weird about every part of my body, which is crazy because he got me into this industry. But
oh, amazing.
I remember there was this one time and I was so embarrassed because one of these guys he was having me have sex with was fucking me and I queefed and I was panicking. I was because I was thinking, you know, how my ex would react versus this guy. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. He's like, oh, it's just your pussy telling me you're having a good time.
Oh, I was like, excuse me? That. Yes.
Excuse me?
And so I'd be like, good. Oh, she is though.
So funny.
That's actually the best reaction ever. Yeah. I would have loved that instead of, God, I got to get out of the room. I can't do this. It's like,
yeah.
Then it makes me feel like I'm doing something bad. And then and they're shaming you for something that's so natural.
It is natural.
It's a natural thing.
It's crazy the amount of shame that comes with us.
But I don't think some men just don't know.
Some men have no idea. And I don't. Yeah, it's kind of wild to think about. But I feel like that's also like a thing with women, because when you think about like that kind of internalized, like, what if this is whatever? Like I didn't have a lot of, like, almost any sexual experience before my ex-husband, and so he like kind of threw me into this crazy world of like everything at once, you know what I mean?
How do you feel about that? Do you feel like it's like, whoa?
Yeah, because it was like this whole situation. I've talked about it before. I'm not going to get too into like the dark whatever shit of it. But it wasn't like my choice to do things. But I kind of, you start to go along with things because you want to make this person
happy.
Who,
Yeah.
It kind of is this progression.
Been there. Yeah.
But it was even a thing of like, oh, like, you know, like when you're on your ovulation part of your cycle, you get a little creamier, like, and it's not like yeast. It's not like you're like a bread machine. Do you know what I mean? But you get, especially if you come, then it's a little more viscosity, like all that kind of stuff. And he made me think that that was disgusting. So for years.
How uneducated is he?
So for years, I was just like, oh my God, I have a little bit of discharge. Like, I gotta like douche or something. Like,
I'm the problem. I'm the creamy one. I'm like even now with the scene the other day, it was just creamy to fuck. And thank God the person I was shooting with actually knew that that's actually pretty hot.
Yeah.
Some people love it. The look of it is sexy. It's just like,
I reached this point that I was like, I need to start, because after the divorce, like, I still was going through all this stuff. But then I was like, I need to reframe how I'm like looking at my body and like if the things that I'm concerned about are actually. So I like did a live stream. I was talking to my fans. I was like, I need to know.
Yeah.
You've jerked off to me for years. Yeah. Is this gross? And everyone's like, no. What are you talking about? I was like, I don't know.
You've been brainwashed into believing that was a bad thing.
Yeah. Crazy. And so.
And again, a man that doesn't have our bodies and doesn't know about it is trying to educate us and tell us that it's a bad thing. I'm like, us being silly and young, you know, we do things and we go along and we go, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think even like, it goes back to other things about like, I guess like, how you don't want to overcorrect when you're raising a life or whatever, but you do have to tell a little bit, because fuck it. I'm gonna talk about it. I talked about it at the comedy store. This is how a conversation that I
tell.
Oh God. It's so funny to think about, because I get so nervous around comedians, like, because I'm a big comedy fan. I just get word vomit, and I like, I'm an oversharer, like, to the max. And my girlfriend,
Irish people.
My girlfriend was with me, and so I'm kind of more talking to her, not realizing everyone else can hear this conversation too. And so the more I'm talking about it, the more other people are listening.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, oh, wait, okay, I just told everyone my queef story. So when I was younger, I used to think that I could make myself fart.
Yeah. True, the queef.
But it was queef. And so I'm like...
So
I'm doing it like just for shits and giggles.
So you're making yourself queef.
Yes, because I thought it was hilarious. Because I was like, I can make myself fart. Do you understand how hilarious this is?
Yeah.
And so I would like show like other neighborhood kids, yeah, like not because you're not naked to do it. You're just like, I'm queefing.
No, yeah,
like,
but you think you can make yourself fart. Some people can do it just normally. Like, yeah, just get it and go, all right, there you go.
You can like draw air in. Yeah. And I thought, I was like, I've discovered something that's magical about myself. Yeah. I can make myself fart. How funny is that? And my mom just got like pissed when she found out that it was happening, but didn't tell me why, just like that it was rude. And so I was like, wait, but like my whole family like farts and burps, like why is this, like why am I not allowed to fart? God damn.
yeah why can't I do the queefing? I'm doing the queefing up in this house.
Exactly. But not realizing until like when you're an adult, you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, I was queefing all this time. What the fuck?
Oh, hang on a minute. There's no gas involved.
Like we gotta tell people things about their body. And I think that if more people, because sex is so taboo and all like the things around it, so many people don't know. And then if you're someone who watches things like mainstream, where they want you to be like not creamy, like they expect you to kind of like douche and clear it all out like beforehand.
People think there's a perfect pussy, like all pussies are different.
Like that there's all never bodies. Any hair, that there's never, it's like, you understand, if you get with a woman and it is all clean shaven and there's not even some stubble, she planned to have sex. You did not.
Yeah.
She planned to fuck you tonight because there's a process of like shaving your asshole. Yeah, you have to bend over in front of a mirror. You got to get up in there. You got to spread the labia.
Yeah. Like literally the leg is up here. Then you're grabbing one side.
You're doing like acro yoga just to try to like spread out everything to make sure.
Will I get him to eat my asshole tonight? Yes, I will.
Yeah. At the very least, I want to be prepared for it. So let's get the razor.
Because you just never know if the date goes right or if the date goes wrong. So you're like, let me just see, let me prepare.
Yeah.
So then when it gets down to it, you're like, yes,
exactly,
I have arrived.
But I feel like if you can talk about those things more openly, because I feel like talking about sex, especially with someone that you're going to have sex with, is like, you need to know yourself, you need to know like what you're into, you got to explore yourself on your own beforehand to figure out like, this is what I like, this is what I don't like.
You have
to be willing to have those conversations, and I feel like so many people aren't, and that's why a lot of people now, like I heard that kind of, especially with the younger generation, like sex has like declined like
to like
crazy,
what?
like lower levels than ever before, like less percentage of the people, the smaller percentage of the people in that generation are having like the majority of the sex, if that makes sense. Like, like a lot of people just aren't having sex, and I don't know if that's like, I don't know where that comes
probably
from.
Probably they weren't born in the 90s.
Right? So
You know, I think to be the generation from the 90s onwards is like,
people who were born in the 90s like to fuck. I don't know what to
say. I know I did. I was fucking.
We all have bad habits, and breaking them is hard. That's where Fume comes in. You've probably heard about Fume, but you might not know what it is. Fume is a flavored air device. No smoke, no batteries, just a beautiful reminder to breathe easy. So if you have a bad habit that you're trying to turn into a good one, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND to get a discount on your Journey Starter Pack. That's actually what Fume sent over to me to give a little taste test. And currently I am, well, not puffing on because there's no smoke, but I am breathing Peach Blush, which is actually, no smoke, a delicious flavor that I am very excited to be sipping on, as it were. I'm definitely trying to break a few bad habits of my own this year, and I think that Fume is a great place to start with that. I am an oral fixation girly. I always have to have something in my mouth. I was chewing on my fingernails for ages and other bad habits that we don't want to talk about. So if you want to join me on my journey to quit a bad habit and also help support the show that you love so very much, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND and let me know your experience, because I am excited to turn my bad habit into a good one with Fume. Tryfume.com/TWND.
Fucking, my God. But it's crazy now, because now that I work in the industry, I'm like not a person to want to fuck or have sex with. Because I think there's a difference between having sex and fucking.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But I think you also get to the point that, especially something that's interesting about the industry, as I've heard that from so many people who are in it, and I'm also one of those people, like, and don't get me wrong, like, I've had my hoe phase, and my ex put me through his own hoe phase for his own personal pleasure, so there's just so much stuff, right? But then once you're in the industry and you experience, like how consent works.
I know.
Or that you have to be fucking tested and like the importance of all that. And then if you try to go out there and you're like, oh, I'm going to go like get some dick. And it's like, when was the last time you were tested? I don't know. Like, you get tested? Or like, what?
Oh my God. I had an ex that like, we were actually in a relationship, and I got tested just before I entered the relationship. So I know for a fact that I had sex with absolutely nobody. And then all of a sudden I was like, hang on a minute. There's something not right with my body right now.
Yeah.
So that's how I found out he cheated on me, because I got an STI.
Oh, love that.
I was
for
like,
you.
Yay. And he's like, and his mother, of course, was like, she's the dirty girl because she's a stripper. And he went, no, ma, I've actually never used a condom in my life and I've never been tested in my life. So how is she the dirty one when she's just been tested?
Okay.
And I gave him the test and I was like, show your mother this.
Props to him, though, for actually defending you on that.
Yeah,
because a lot of especially men who have their mothers involved to that point,
weird.
I feel like would not defend.
I think, yeah, I know. It's like, let go of the breast. And your mother's still breastfeeding.
Yeah,
it. Weird.
It's crazy. There is something about, maybe it's because I don't have a good relationship with my mom that I just can't understand that like weird, like where it extends past
so
a normal.
Close. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like with my mom, we're very open. We're a very open family.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I like got my first period, I'd run to my dad or things like that. So we're very open about sexual things as well.
Yeah.
So when I was telling my mom about this, and she was just like, what the fuck? And I was like, ma, like, it's crazy what people think that people in the porn industry or in the sex industry, because obviously it's a menu of things, isn't it, when you work in the sex industry?
Yeah.
Whether it's lap dancing or porn. And we're seen as the dirty ones.
Yeah. When in fact, we're probably the least dirty ever. And there's always outliers, especially people who are maybe like newer to content creation and are kind of just like, I'm here to fuck. Like, you know what I mean? And I've met those kind of people, or like, you know, oh, this is a 3-month-old test. It's fine. It's like, no, it's not. Not for me. Like, maybe that's fine for you. But I don't know who you've been fucking in that time period.
Even to the point where it's like, oh, it's out of date by a week. I'm like, oh, if it's out of date by like 2 days, I'm like, no.
No. Like, I'm even someone who I would prefer a 7-day test.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, it's fine to have the 14-day because that is the standard.
Uh-huh.
But I don't shoot with that many people.
Uh-huh.
So when I do, I'm doing it, like, right before. Like, just to make sure that it's well within the time.
Because, so it's fresh.
Yeah. Like, there's
just
something.
You don't know how many people they've had sex with in between that period of time.
Yeah, and a lot
it
of people.
It takes 2 weeks as well for the infection to come in.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know or it's like, oh, like I just hooked up with this one person. It's like, but you don't know how many people that person hooked up with. Whoever you're fucking everyone that they've fucked recently.
Yeah.
Like that's
you've
how...
not just fucked that one person. You've had a gangbang. You don't even know it.
Yeah.
You don't even know that you've had
you
that.
You took
gangbang.
So many dicks.
Like... Yeah, so many. Yeah. It's been thrown at you right now.
Oh my God. Yeah. And it's crazy to have that kind of like assumption. It's like, how do you think everything would last this long? How do you think this much content is coming out? Do you think it's all just like chlamydia ridden porn? Like, because that's not what you're watching. I mean, at a certain point, you would know. Like, if it was that, like,
you know,
gross
the green,
you know?
The green color and the red colors will be kicking in. It's just like, oh look, what's that? What's broccoli? Oh no, it's genital warts.
Yeah,
okay.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, obviously there are outliers, but I feel like even people who don't have sex that often, like if you are getting out of a relationship or if you're getting into one or if you just have like a one night stand, get fucking tested. It's, like, it's so important, and not even for like the people that you've had sex with or that you will have sex with, but for yourself. Like you should know, because sometimes those things can be asymptomatic for years, and then it can fuck up a bunch of shit with your body.
And you can't have children or whatever inside. It's your inside, so a bacteria is inside your body attacking your body.
Mm-hmm.
How can you be afraid to go and get tested? I think it's the most maturest adult thing to do.
Yeah.
To go and get yourself tested.
It's so important.
But the thing is as well, is some people don't even want to spend the money. Because it's a lot. We spend a lot of money to get ourselves tested. It's not like it's cheap. I think being tested should be free. And when it is free, because healthcare is free in a lot of countries in Europe. And the free one, when you get tested, because I've had it before. And you have to wait for like almost a month for your results.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing about it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, why can't we just like get tested?
Done,
why can't we get it done? Why can't it be free? So some people are like, I don't want to, I'm not, no, I'll go get the free one. And I'm like, okay, but the time you get the free one, you're probably a riddle and I need you to get, I can't do this. We can't.
Yeah.
Do you want to have sex with me or not?
Yeah.
This is not going to happen.
It is a thing, but it's also like, oh, like that's, you know, really expensive. Or like, oh, I don't want to do condoms. It's like, what's more expensive, a box of condoms or a baby?
Yeah.
What's more,
I couldn't think of anything worse.
What's more expensive, getting like a test that's maybe a little bit expensive, or living with, like, I don't know, chlamydia or syphilis or something for years, and then having medical issues, which
dick chopped off or your vagina, like, you
like
know
what's,
I mean?
Like, what's falling apart. Valuable to you? Because these little quick like trysts aren't worth your health. Like,
not at all. It's easy to just go, right, I'm gonna go fix myself now. Yeah, I'm gonna make sure everything's okay.
It's so crazy.
It's like with your car, you go and get your car fixed, you go and get your oil changed and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? Why can't you do that to yourself?
Exactly. And it's like, if you let
your health is your wealth. That's how I say it.
That's so
true. Your health is your wealth.
Especially as a content creator.
Yes,
like,
Jesus.
You put yourself out of commission and then you're not going to be able to make content. Like, and it's another thing too of like, if you're someone who, and this is, if you are a content creator listening right now, just know that the way that you present yourself when it comes to creating content, people talk.
Oh, yeah.
People talk.
Everybody's going to be in their critic. Everybody's
if you keep trying critic. To explain away like a test or this or whatever, and I've even worked with people where it's like, oh, the test didn't come back today. Do you still want to shoot just like non-sexual stuff? I'm like, cool. Let me know. That's sick. You can you can do so much content that isn't exchanging fluids and stuff like that. Like, but once you're consistently showing that you're not giving a fuck about the industry that you're trying to be a part of, nobody's going to want to work with you.
Yeah, because everybody talks. Mm-hmm. Everybody talks. Everybody watches. Everybody listens.
Yeah. And everyone who can maintain some level of like, so if you're someone who wants to make this a career, then you should care about it, because otherwise you're going to make a few scenes. Word's going to get around that you're not like following what we consider to be the industry standards. You're giving the industry that we love a bad name.
Yeah. And God forbid, we have a lot already as it is because of people from years ago over the years making so many mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so now we have to work with that. So, like, don't create more problems.
Yeah.
Or you're going to end up, like, 6 months in and be like, wait, nobody will work with me. And now, like, I have all this porn out on the internet and I have to go be, like, a real estate agent or something because, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, people need to. But I'm sorry, we got so side railed, but Ink Motel. Yes. That was like 20 minutes ago now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, so we're doing Ink Motel 6 now at the moment. Mm-hmm. And my character, of course, is Irish because I'm just so Irish proud.
Yeah,
I just
of love course. It.
So I'm the boozy floozy.
Oh, I love
I'm
that.
The boozy floozy, which is pretty good. And I've got like, don't want to give too much away, but like I've got like bottles and I'm smashing them over my head and stuff like that.
The fake glass. Pop bottles, that's so cool.
Yeah. I cut my head a little bit when I did it last time, but it's so cool. And like just getting to be like, so woman, I'm a calm character and I'm, you know, really nice and being sexual. And the next minute I'm like smashing a bottle over my head. I'm like, shh, don't mess with the wrong drunk, you know, that kind of thing. Just to be the comedy side of it.
No,
you know
I
what
love
I mean?
That.
Because there's that whole thing of Irish people being drunk all the time, which is not true. But, you know, we do drink. We're known for being good at drinking.
Yeah, of course.
So we're going to mix the two of them two together.
That's fun.
Which is pretty cool. Yeah. So we've got a shoot tomorrow. If we're doing that. And I'm just excited to be part of like the Ink Motel 6 and nearly all of them. I'm pretty sure all of them. Won an award or nominated at least.
And that's with Alterotica, right?
That is with Alterotica.
And something that's cool about that, because Ivan said, is like it's also content trade.
Yeah.
And so many like the companies,
nobody
most
does it.
Company like it's just Alterotic from what I understand.
Literally, yeah.
Like, because it's one thing to like, you know, be on a mainstream thing or whatever, and you're kind of getting paid a pittance fee for them to promote you in a way.
Yeah.
To be like, here's what we're gonna do, now find me elsewhere.
Yeah.
But to be able to, because set days are long. Mm-hmm. So
they're very long.
They're really long.
Yeah.
It's big commitment. Getting like one little rate, like to spend all day when you could be spending all that time making your own content that could last you for months.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then it's like, well, when does it even come out? Like, is it going to be even well received? How's the editing going to be on it? Is it even going to be worth the time? So to have a company like Alterotic be able to actually like work with creators and be like, we not only value your performance, but your career, because now you also are kind of pushing this out to your fans so they know more about us. They're putting you into like collaboration with other cool creators.
Yeah, they're connecting the dots, pulling one good person with another good person. And that's what I love as well about Ivan. Like, he's given me a lot of good advice from when I've met him right up until now, which is perfect. He's such a good friend and a good partner to work with in the company, you know.
Like
business partner and stuff like that. And
Ivan's
he's
great.
So he's got his mind, like, is so on the art of things, and I'm mm-hmm. like, what's going on in your head?
Yeah,
I just love it.
No, I so love that so too. Good, yeah. I love creating like fun scenes, like even yeah. just like for my OnlyFans and stuff like yeah. that. And every time that I have some weird idea, he'll come over, he'll shoot it, he makes it look like a fucking movie, and yes. it's just it's so, so fun. So, it so feels fun. So rewarding, and it's so cool to be able to work with like-minded people who have a lot of creativity
yeah.
and aren't just doing it like as a grind to get scenes out, yeah, which is to, really cool.
Just to do, just to get, you know, the paycheck or whatever at the end of the day. It's yeah. just like, no, I'm doing this. It's so good. So with Alterotic, I love it because no company lets you have the rights to your stuff. It's no. like, I'm paying you. What's your rate? You're telling me
the
rate?
Days of royalties and shit like that yeah. have long passed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I'm going to be shooting with a company when I get back to Europe, when I get back to... And I'm being shipped out to Prague. And they pay, and then that's it. I don't get to... I can see the scene, but I don't yeah. get the rights to the scene, so I can put it on any of my platforms. Mm-hmm. And you got to go to that with their website only. We're with Alterotic. Yeah. You get the rights to your stuff.
Yeah, which is super fantastic. Cool. Yeah. And also, like, the thing with mainstream too, it's like, well, after it's been on their mainstream platform for a year, it's like, well, then they just push them out to all the tube sites.
Yeah.
And you can't claim that because no. I mean, you sign. And it's like, I understand, like, you know, they're still trying to make money on the scene after yeah. it's not new anymore. And I yeah. get it. But like, the more that you like create your own content and realize how much autonomy you can have over what you're creating, and realize that like, oh, they need me
yeah.
to do this, because the writers in whatever, you know, little room are not going to be the ones taking dick or looking pussy or like showing yeah. their butthole. Like, so you need us. So I'm going to go where the value is. And maybe that comes more to working with either companies like Alterotic, who actually give you some of those rights, or by realizing it's so easy now and it's so much more accessible to just create my own content. So people ask, like, you know, is porn dying? And I don't think so. I think it's just that it's changed so much because creators, especially during the pandemic, realize, mm-hmm. oh, I can actually do this stuff and my fans like it maybe even more than yeah. the mainstream. And look, I can actually make money that lasts, and that I can make, you know, income on these videos for a long period of time yeah, instead of
it's
just
always
like,
going to be your baby. It's always going to be yours. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, you made this creation. They helped you make the creation mm-hmm. and it's always going to be yours then for yeah. whenever time. For whenever, if you've got that there, say if it's like 2-3 years down the line and someone's like, mm-hmm. oh my God, I've got this kink, or I'm into this. I'm like, oh, I've got the one right here
yeah.
for you.
I've got 12 years of content backed up. So yeah. let's go.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Instead of somebody saying, oh, and then you're going, oh, well, you got to go to that website if you want to see that. And you're just going, your money's going elsewhere, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, yep. but that's awesome. Well, it was great having you. And is there anything else you would like to plug or promote or talk about?
Yes, please. Yes. I want everybody to follow my journey because of my showcase. You definitely want to get in touch with it. My Instagram is StacyFireDoll91. And my fire breathing Instagram is SuperFireDoll. So follow them too. And perfect. Then you can get to follow my journey and all my things are there.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very awesome. I'm looking forward to your showcase yeah. as it develops.
Fire and fuck.
I love that.
Fire and fucking. Don't play with fire, though, everybody.
Don't play with fire unless you are a trained professional.
Please.
This has been the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast. Thank you all for joining. Thank you for
Thank
joining
you
and taking
for having
the time.
Me. Thank
this was
you.
Super awesome.
Thanks.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram and X at TWND Podcast. Please be liking, subscribing, sharing with a friend, leaving your voicemails at 702-900-6446. And your emails at twndpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, this has been the Totally Wholesome Not Dirty podcast. We will see you not next Monday, but the Monday after that, because we're bi-weekly now. Can you say into that camera what C-U-M spells?
C-U-M spells? Oh, come. Come.
I get paid to take my clothes like, off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one. Yeah.
just to share a little love. I'll keep laughing through the chaos, 'cause we'll never get enough. Even when the hard times and confusion appear, turn me on through the chaos. Let me whisper in your ear. Turn me on. Take a moment, brush it off, let it go. Hey.